The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hello, this is Louise Sorrell. I'm talking to TV Confidential, and you should tune in because they're really wonderful.
Here he is, your star of the week, Bill Hayes.
Thank you, sir. I got the world. Flags unfurled.
Ed Robertson, along with Bill Hayes and Susan Seyfarth Hayes, the legendary stars of NBC's Days of Our Lives. Bill and Susan recently launched a website called Secrets of Soap Opera Lovers, which you can find at soapoperasecrets.com, in which Bill and Susan share some of their many secrets for a happy, fulfilling, long-lasting, and loving relationship. All of these secrets are available for free at soapoperasecrets.com.
This conversation with Bill Hayes and Susan Seyfarth Hayes originally aired in January 2022. Here on TV Confidential, Bill Hayes passed away Friday, January 13th, 2024, at the age of 98.
Bill Hayes and Susan Seyfarth Hayes can also be seen in an excellent documentary called World by the Tail, the Bill Hayes story, which you can enjoy for free at BillHayesMovie.com. World by the Tail talks about Bill's life and career before he met Susan on Days of Our Lives, which includes starring on Your Show of Shows and other music variety shows during the early days of live television, as well as starring in many Broadway productions and the story of his gold record, The Ballad of Davy Crockett, while the second half of World by the Tail is devoted to Bill's life with Susan on and off camera over the past 50 years, and the story of how their characters on Days of Our Lives changed during that time. World by the Tail, the Bill Hayes story, available for viewing on demand for free at BillHayesMovie.com. Before we went to break, Bill and Susan and I were talking about some of the wide variety of musical numbers that Bill performed every week on Your Show of Shows, which include songs from Broadway musical, classical songs, rock and roll music, folk songs, and opera. And if I remember correctly, on one show, you and Carl Reiner did a contemporary version of The Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan.
That's right. Yes, it was a jazz version.
Yeah.
Carl just loved being in that show because he always wanted to be a singer, and he told us that he didn't sing very well, but he sang it just fine.
And
he was fun.
And you did some sketches too.
Yes.
You were occasionally in sketches.
But mostly music.
It was 90 minutes live, and they rehearsed right up to the moment that you were on the air. Right?
Very much so. And in some respects, you were the breakout musical star, because as a result of you appearing every week and performing, you know, all kinds of musical numbers every week on Your Show of Shows, you got the attention of Broadway.
It's true. I took off for a year
to star
in Me and Juliet, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Mm-hmm. Cast by Rodgers, Mr. Rodgers and Mr. Hammerstein.
Written by
cast by them. They picked you. They loved you.
they loved you, and pretty much all of your co-stars loved you, Bill. Shirley Jones, I think, was in the cast at one point. Shirley MacLaine, I believe, was in the chorus at one point.
Right. Well,
Shirley Jones was in the singing chorus,
mm-hmm.
and Shirley MacLaine was in the dancing chorus. That was probably their first Broadway show. They were both very talented. I loved them.
And to a person, if you watch World by the Tail, folks, which you can watch for free at BillHaysMovie.com, to a person, everyone who appears in the documentary who talks about Bill, they almost always point to the calming influence he brought them, whether they were working with him on stage, whether they were working with him on live television, whether they're working with him on days. And I'm taking a guess here, Bill, but I'm guessing that your experience working in live television in the early days of the medium, when you're all kind of learning it as it's going along, that gave you a sort of I can do anything sort of sense that you brought to whatever production you worked on.
Well, that's probably true. I started in 1948 when television was just absolutely beginning. That's when I first sang on the Homer Herc series,
series
in Chicago, mm-hmm. WGN.
And then moved on to
working with Olson and Johnson.
Right, to vaudeville performers who hosted one of the very first summer variety shows. They were the summer replacement show for Milton Berle in I think 48 or 49, one of the very, very earliest shows. And again, you did that live. So that's learning on your feet as you're going along.
Yes, the huge machines that were the cameras at that time were as big as a rhinoceros. I tell you.
Slow moving. I was in live television too at the start.
I know you.
Everything was live at the start.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the most interesting point, I believe, is that I'm working on the same stage at NBC Burbank, the Burbank Studios called now, that I worked on in 1955 on a show called Matinee Theater.
Mm-hmm.
On in daytime,
mm-hmm.
on at noon. And the purpose of Matinee Theater was to sell color television sets. If someone was coming into a store to buy a television in the daytime, everything was black and white because color was only on the air in the evening. So NBC Matinee produced five shows a week, five different dramas or comedies, hour-long, at that time slot, just for the sake of advancing color television. But the shows were terrific, and I got to do several of them as a kid, as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in the same studio, and let me tell you, I don't think they've changed the carpet on the floor.
Susan, you mentioned some of the commercials you did for the Matinee Theater show. Bill, I didn't know this. You did a number of two minute mini musical commercials for Oldsmobile. You did those with Florence Henderson for many, many years. That's an art form in and of itself.
Yes, it was. I worked with Oldsmobile 56, 57, 58, 59, and another one in 64. They spent a lot of money and produced wonderful commercials.
And Bill often participated in writing the material, which would be, for example, taking, like, we have Trouble right here in River City,
mm-hmm.
and in changing the lyrics to talk about all the features of the new automobile, which doesn't sound too inspiring, but somehow he made it fun. I think you've seen it. You've seen some of that work.
Yes.
World by the Tail. And it just amazes me. Billy is just a triple threat at everything having to do with music and acting. I think when they hired him on Days of Our Lives, they hired him for his talent as an actor and then realized once he was cast, oh, he's that Bill Hayes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll put some music in the show. Can he do that? Yeah. Can he do that? Who's going to do the arrangement? Oh, Bill can write the arrangement. Who's going to find a pianist? Oh, Bill will find a pianist. And he was the first man to sing on daytime television as a cast member. Other shows have tried it with mixed success. I can remember how The Young and the Restless, kind of our competition on CBS, started with the same idea and realized you had to pay for the songs. So they started out with one of their leading men singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic, accompanying himself on the guitar. Yeah, it was unforgettable, but unfortunate.
I have to ask, because it is apparent, Bill, that yes. You... I have been told that singing, the muscle that allows us to sing, is like yes. any other muscle. If we don't keep practicing, if we don't keep exercising it, we eventually lose the ability to sing. Obviously, you not only still sing, you can still hit the high notes.
Yeah, this Sunday night in Los Angeles, he sang a special Christmas show and sang The Look of Love.
Oh.
Kind of our theme song.
Yes, yes.
And did a beautiful job of it. And I was there in the wings, gushing tears, of course, as almost everybody does when he starts to sing that. But he usually sings it to me, which is, one of the perks of being married to a musician.
Well, it was a wonderful song.
Yeah, it was a great song that, by the way, it was by the time Days of Our Lives was including singing, they realized Billy was so good, they gave him his own nightclub set. So he was able to perform with Robert Clary and Kay Stevens,
Patti Weaver.
Having a nightclub became an integral part of the show.
Yes.
And all the songs were set up to kind of illustrate the plot. Like the young lovers would be in the audience and Bill would sing to them. Or in the case of our storyline, for 4 or 5 years we were separated. Several times, of course, in the course of our long run on the show, we've been separated from time to time. So I would be married to the wrong guy, and I would come into the nightclub, and Bill would be singing a song about love, and he would sing, and it would be romantic, and I would start to cry. I'd be clapping and crying. That was my bit for quite a few years.
With a single red rose.
With a single red rose, which was also our symbol. We had a really romantic time, you know?
We did. We had a most wonderful plot.
A lot of fun.
Well, we're having a great time talking to you. Bill and Susan recently launched a website called SoapOperaSecrets.com in which Bill and Susan reveal some of their many, many secrets for a happy, fulfilling, long-lasting, and loving relationship. You can check it out for free, SoapOperaSecrets.com. You can also check out World by the Tail, the Bill Hayes story, also for free, BillHayesMovie.com.
This conversation with Bill and Susan originally aired in January 2022 here on TV Confidential. Bill Hayes passed away Friday, January 13th at the age of 98.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number, thousands of people try to call, talk to one of them, they stay anonymous, I can't hang up, that's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today, Beautiful Anonymous.
The FBI Dossier, a guide to the classic TV series produced by Quinn Martin and starring Ephraim Zimlis Jr. The FBI Dossier, now available at blackpawnpress.com, amazon.com, and edrobertson.com.
Susan, you mentioned some of your experience working in live television. I have a couple of questions about some of the things you did on primetime television before you joined the cast of Days. I'm a fan of the old shows by Quinn Martin, you know, The Fugitive, The FBI, and you were one of those actors who got on Quinn's radar, which means that you had you had pretty much you had at least four or five steady gigs a year, which not every actor can say. What, do you have any memories of your experience working on Quinn Martin shows like The FBI or The Fugitive?
Well, of course, The FBI was exciting. I wanted to work with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. because I'd been his fan, but I didn't get to work with him. It was a prestigious show. I enjoyed it very much. The Fugitive was an experience. I now remember being in shooting inside a car with the star at night, and that seemed rather romantic at the time. That was, of course, before I had met Bill. I also did Bonanza. I worked with Dennis Hopper on Bonanza before anybody knew how great Dennis Hopper was. I did
A lot of westerns.
A lot of
westerns, Death Valley Days. I think you did a Perry Mason, which you had a prominent role.
I did Perry Mason, which I was a leading character for a while. Mm-hmm. I did Cheyenne, Bronco, Maverick. I was hanging out at Warner Brothers. When Warner Brothers was just a factory of shows, black and white nighttime dramas, a lot of detective shows,
mm-hmm.
Cold Eye. I would go to the back lot with the guys and the horses, which was the most fun, or get dressed up and do Surfside 6 or Hawaiian Eye or 77 Sunset Strip, all of which were terrific fun.
And it was a great time to be a young actor, learning her craft. Even though you worked when you were a young girl, you were continuing to develop your craft as you became a young lady. And a great opportunity. The great thing about not only the old, you know, all the Warner Brothers shows that were in production at the time, but all the hour long shows of the 60s and early 70s that had a lot of prime parts for guest actors, there are lots of opportunities for actors to find work and develop and hone their craft.
But, however, there is nothing like working every day, either in the theater or generally not in movies, because you don't get to be in a movie every single day.
Mm-hmm.
With doing Days of Our Lives, it's a grind, but it gives you skills. It gives you the opportunity to see yourself every day, and after a while, you get over yourself, and you get on to being better. The actors, as you pointed out at the beginning of this interview, work very hard and are very, very good. When Billy first came on Days, he had never watched a soap opera, but had the impression from the tone of voice in which other people in the industry described it as a soap opera, and only to discover how good it was, how much was required in the way of concentration, preparation, and actually performing, and came to admire the cast he worked with. And
of course, very much so.
And he added so much to the mix. He really changed daytime television. He really made it a more joyful affair. I had worked on General Hospital years before as a young teenager, and the whole atmosphere on the set, they took themselves very seriously, and they were depressed about that. When Bill came on, it just raised the tone of everything on our set. It still does. He comes into the makeup room singing and smiling and saying hello, and everybody, cast and crew, adores him just as much as I do. And they don't know him nearly as well, you know what I mean. Anyhow, I think I am probably the best actress I can be now. And as you say, I learned my craft, but you also have to learn about life.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about being an ingenue is you're young and cute. The nice thing about being an old character woman is you're wise. And hopefully, I'm a little bit wiser than when I was having those happy times on the back lot with the horses and the guys.
And I would like to think, Susan, that being married to Bill Hayes for 47 years, happy anniversary, that gives you a daily, you tap into a daily source of energy and joy every day.
Exactly right. That's
well said.
Exactly right. That's our exercise. Being in love is our exercise and our diet and our meditation. It's all based on love and mutual respect. Respect first, love, and staying committed. That's our marriage.
Well, during those years, I did mostly variety shows. I did 19 shows with Ernie Kovac.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did 13 shows with Kate Smith. There were a lot of musical shows and variety shows on at that time through the 50s and 60s.
How we miss it. How we miss variety.
Right.
Kovacs loved music. I mean, that is often overlooked because of his zaniness and his innovativeness, but Kovacs had a great ear for classical music especially.
Oh, he was wonderful, and his wife was great too.
Edie Adams. Yeah.
Edie Adams. Bill Hayes and Susan Seaforth Hayes share some of the many secrets for a happy, fulfilling, long-lasting, and loving relationship on their new website, Secrets of Soap Opera Lovers, which you can enjoy for free at soapoperasecrets.com, soapoperasecrets.com. Bill and Susan are also seen in World by the Tail, an excellent documentary about Bill Hayes' life and career before and during Days of Our Lives and up to the present day. You can enjoy World by the Tail for free at BillHayesMovie.com. Bill and Susan, I cannot tell you what a joy it's been to spend some time with me and our listening audience today. I hope we'll have a chance to do this again one of these days on TV Confidential.
Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure.
Bill Hayes and Susan Seaforth Hayes from a conversation that originally aired in January 2022 here on TV Confidential. Bill Hayes passed away Friday, January 13th, 2024, at the age of 98. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.